Brian Helsworth here at Missouri Net. I had a chance to cover today, as we record this on Monday the 16th, I covered the Missouri House Ethics Committee hearing today. There wasn't a lot in there that was open. They're just the very beginning, the introduction, and then the very end where they announce that they are going to have a preliminary hearing to investigate Representative Warren Love's Facebook post. I do have Representative Warren Love on the phone with me to talk about what happened and to talk about what's happened down there with the cemetery and his apology. Representative, when we talked just a moment ago, you really hadn't heard yet what had happened in the Ethics Committee, at least until you talked to me.
That's true. I just heard bits and pieces that the hearing happened, and that it would be maybe a month from now before they met again at a public hearing. And I think they told me earlier today that I would have 21 days to make an appeal or whatever. So, I really don't know how anything played out today, any discussion, any topics or anything.
Yeah, exactly. And we weren't allowed to stay in there either, so I don't know what was discussed. But yes, I talked to Chairman Searpoy, and he indicated that you would have 21 days, essentially, to respond. Let's talk a little bit about, and then we'll get into your apology and things, but when you had posted, Representative, about that Confederate memorial at the Springfield Veterans Cemetery, what had happened down there at the cemetery that upset you?
Well, naturally, I am a passionate historian, and I have a passion for history, good, bad, and the ugly. And I had pre-warned the governor's office about 2 weeks earlier that cemetery was possibly a target. And the reason I come to know about it was a person in Springfield had done some investigating, and she wrote a editorial to the Springfield Newsletter stating that she had found a monument in Springfield honoring a Confederate general, and that was General Sterling Price there in the National Veterans Cemetery. And when I was at the Capitol a few weeks before the event even happened, I copied off a history of the cemetery, how it was founded, and basically spoke with one of the governor's staff members about the possibility that, it probably need to be watched. And who would have ever dreamed, I think it was on August the 31st, either the 30th or 31st, sometime someone got and broke in, possibly scaled a fence, and threw paint on this monument and vandalized or desecrated it. And it bothered me to the point that I called it out. I probably am the only legislator lawmaker in the state of Missouri that called that act of vandalism as a crime. However, I did it in a very crude way. And I have since apologized and basically apologize. I've even talked to some of the Black Caucus members during veto session and sympathized with them that they interpreted it in the way they've interpreted, which I never meant it to be that way. However, they seem to be still wanting some concessions from me, and I don't know what they want, really. I know this. My constituents in my district and all over Southwest Missouri are behind me. They believe that it was an act of vandalism, especially the veterans. I've talked to several American Legion and Veteran of Foreign Wars, and they really are disturbed that this vandalism is happening on veterans' monuments all over the United States. So I'll stop there and see if you want to catch up and ask another question, Brian.
Yeah, and Representative, I appreciate the information on that, and we'll get right back to the constituents, and then we'll wrap it up in just a moment. But again, you told us right afterwards, and you did issue as soon as this got out in the news, you did issue an apology, and that apology is on August 31st. You wrote, Representative, quote, "I am deeply sorry for the extremely poor choice of words I used to convey my frustration with the act of vandalism that took place at the Springfield National Cemetery." You also continued to say that you were trying to say that you wanted the person prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And we have printed, obviously, your apology and had audio with it at the time. There are some that are still upset. As you know, Leader Beatty is one of them. I talked to her today. She says the words were harmful, but she hasn't had a chance to talk to you, is what she said. What would you tell her if you guys had a chance to talk?
I would tell her that I'm sorry that it's been interpreted the way they're interpreting it. However, you know, I can't undo those words. All I can do is apologize for them. And I would turn around and ask her if she believes that it is a crime to desecrate and vandalize an object of remembrance, such as a tombstone or a monument. And if so, what should the penalty be? And I think all the lawmakers in Missouri needs to ask this to themselves. What should that penalty be in the event they are caught? And then my third question would be, would they be willing to sponsor and pass legislation that will make what they would call a Veterans Heritage Protection Act, that would increase the penalties on such acts of crime and help protect and stop these acts of vandalism? And I would ask those three questions that I just asked you.
Yeah, and it sounds like you want to file maybe something called a Veterans Heritage Protection Act. Am I hearing that right?
Well, Brian, I have for the last 2 years.
Sure.
And since we're opening this up, this may be the good thing that comes out of this. Because I've never got a hearing on it. For 2 years, I have filed, and I have had support, but I do not have enough support to convince the leadership to address it. But I'm beginning to get a lot of support, because about 3 weeks ago, I went to Jefferson City, and I sat down with a group of, it's a veterans organization of veterans associations. And there's a name for that group. There are about 50 members from around the state there, and they are all saying they want a Veterans Heritage Protection Act passed. I have spoke with other VF and W and American Legion groups around the state, and I'm really going to start doing that more here in the next few months. But we need to preserve and protect our history, and our veterans, they understand that, and they're very supportive of it. And I think we also need to think about protecting school names and street names and objects of remembrance. That entails a whole broad spectrum. So I'm having a bill drafted that will do that. In addition, it will increase the penalty from a misdemeanor to a felony.
In terms of vandalizing the things?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Yes, it will, Brian, yeah.
And that would be December 1st when the pre-filing would start.
Yes.
Representative, yes. I'm going to give you the final word. Anything you would like to say? Obviously, you're very, and I can tell from listening to you, you're very emotional about what has happened. In addition to the monuments, you sound emotional about what's happening in this hearing. Anything you want to add about today? Because there is going to be a preliminary hearing in November. We think in November it's going to be at least 21 days. Anything you want to add about that or anything else, feel free.
Well, I might make just one more final statement. Brian, I'm not a veteran. My daddy was a veteran in World War II and went through D-Day and the Battle of the Bulge, and I'm very proud of that. My son's a veteran. My son is 34 years old. He served in Afghanistan and Iraq. But I have a passion for veterans. I did not go to Vietnam. I was A1 eligible. And in 1968, I basically found out that they were going to have a lottery based on our birthdays, a date of birth. And I was already had taken my physical and everything. Had I been drafted, I would have answered the call. But I waited, and I ended up never getting called. But I feel for veterans and what they go through, and whenever they're recognized and awarded recognition, I don't think it's right for us to tear that down and try to remove it. And it doesn't matter in what conflict they served in from the beginning of the French and Indian War, right up through World War II to Vietnam until current day Afghanistan, Iraq. And my bill, my proposed House bill, will protect all the recognition and monuments from all of those different conflicts for all veterans and objects of remembrance.
Even go, like, say, the Revolutionary War, to go back that all the way to today's wars.
You bet. My bill lists the and it's a pretty complex list of engagements, I would call them. French and Indian War, the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812. It even covers the Civil War, the Spanish-American War. It comes right up to it. They've done a really good job of thoroughly listing those, even the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Representative Warren Love has been our guest as we record this interview on Monday evening. Representative, thank you so much for calling us back.
You betcha. Thank you, Brian.